as we've been reporting, a sewer line on Nantucket that provides service to about 80% of the town's homes broke late last week. And since then, nearly 2.5 million gallons of sewage has been flowing into Nantucket Harbor. Joining us for an update on how work has been going to get a bypass in place is Nantucket's Natural Resources Coordinator, Jeff Carlson. Jeff, what's the update?
We have completed the physical construction of the downtown bypass, which we were hoping to have done. And then there's a little bit of out-of-town work associated with that to make sure that we don't have any, you know, flows in the wrong direction or something tying back into that existing failed force main. But it looks like for right now, any backups into homes is kind of averted. And we're working on getting that flow into the harbor eliminated, hopefully in the next 24 hours or so. But with that, we're also able to hopefully begin work on cleanup in some of the affected public areas and to get those areas hopefully back up and running as soon as possible.
What does cleanup look like? And it sounds like the state is involved?
Correct. So everything that we do here, whether it's work on the bypass or the discharge points or cleanup, all of that has been done in conjunction with MassDEP. MassDEP has been really helpful and provided a lot of good guidance to us. But what cleanup looks like, obviously, is in areas that we had, you know, breakout and discharge and had open sewage flowing across roadways and sidewalks in some cases, obviously. Step number one is to get any, you know, physical leave behind, so any sediments or, you know, wipes or anything that would be in the sewer system picked up and off of the road. And then we have to disinfect all the affected areas as well. And in doing so, that it involves kind of a combination of things. And we're kind of waiting to get the complete details back on that. But typically what you see is, you know, some combination of lime or chlorine bleach or things used in our situation being kind of environmentally sensitive. Our methodology is going to be pretty strict for what can go where and how that's done. But we'd like to get that process at least approved today and hopefully started in the areas that aren't seeing any flow to try to get some of those areas back open to the public as quickly as possible.
And sewage is still, at this point, flowing into the harbor? What's that status?
There's definitely still the single point discharge into the harbor. We are definitely looking at kind of a minimum of 2.5 million and probably getting closer to that 3 million gallon number as it's continued to run. But that's something that we can look back at the flow numbers when this is kind of all said and done.
So it sounds like you still have quite a bit of work yet in front of you. Would you expect it'll take days or weeks to get it all done?
I don't really think we have a time frame in place. I know kind of our main focus obviously now is to get all of the discharges ended and get cleanup done. And then the real assessment will begin where we can start to open up South Beach Street and really look at what caused this failure.
And of course, the bitter cold weather and winds have been an issue during this cleanup, but it sounds like things overall are pretty much on track.
Yeah, the guys from our sewer department and Public Works and police and the guys from Robert B. Auer, they've been unbelievable. I mean, they've been working, you know, pretty much 24 hours a day, whether it's physically working outside or planning next steps to take, working in extreme conditions. They've really been great. I know we kind of say internally, this has felt a little bit like a video game where every time you complete the one level, they decide to throw another level that's a little bit more challenging at you. And every time that's come up, these guys have really stepped up to the plate.
Jeff Carlson of the town of Nantucket, thanks so much for this update and good luck.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.